Here now with the news in detail is Susan Jackson.
Leaders of the G7 group of wealthy democracies are today beginning their summit in Japan, at which they're expected to unveil tighter measures to close off Russia's opportunities to bypass financial sanctions. It was confirmed this morning that the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who previously had been expected to address the leaders by video conference on Sunday, will attend the summit in person. There were no immediate details on when Mr. Zelensky will arrive. Yesterday, the US President Joe Biden met the Japanese Prime Minister and agreed on the need for closer cooperation in the face of both an unpredictable Russia and an ascendant China. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
The leaders of the G7 group of nations, comprising the United States, Britain, Canada, Japan, Italy, France and Germany, will be joined by other international leaders, including EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, in Japan until Sunday. The summit takes place in the deeply symbolic city of Hiroshima, the first city to be destroyed by an atomic bomb. A range of issues will be under discussion, from climate change to food security, but high on the agenda will be the ongoing war in Ukraine. Among the measures they are expected to unveil are tighter restrictions in a bid to close off Russia's opportunities to bypass financial sanctions.
The Ukrainian military has said its air defences repelled another Russian air attack this morning. It said that out of 28 drones and missiles launched from the Black Sea, 19 were shot down, adding that not all targets were hit. A Ukrainian Air Force spokesperson said Russian shelling is continuing on an almost daily basis. A US medical technology company has announced it's to create 400 new jobs in Clonmel in County Tipperary. Boston Scientific is to invest €80 million in the expansion of its manufacturing and research and development capabilities in the town. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
For a quarter of a century, Boston Scientific has been operating in Clonmel, manufacturing a range of medical technologies and carrying out research and development. Medical devices made there are used to help patients suffering from conditions such as heart disease, neurological disorders and kidney stones. Now the company is to invest a further €80 million in the expansion of its manufacturing and office space in the town. The plant is also to be transitioned so that it sources more than 90% of its energy needs from renewables. 400 jobs are to be created, with recruitment already underway in a variety of areas, including production, engineering, quality supply chain and R&D. The company said the growth in the region has been possible thanks to its talented workforce in Clonmel. The government supported the investment through IDA Ireland, and the Taoiseach said the decision by the company to invest again in Clonmel shows real confidence in the talent and infrastructure available.
The Minister of State at the Department of Integration has called for an ending of a blockade on the approach to a former hotel that's being used to house asylum seekers. Joe O'Brien is speaking after he met a delegation representing the community in Inch in County Clare last night. Locals made no comment after the hour-long meeting. The Minister said he understood the concerns outlined to him and that he hoped to be able to address them.
They're very unhappy about how the information was communicated. They have various concerns about the location as well. And how we left it was that they are going to take some proposals back to the wider community and see if they will be accepted. My request was that the barriers are taken down, the barricades are taken down, and that in 4 weeks' time I'll come back down, I'll meet with them again, and during that 4 week period there will be no additional people come to Magrana House.
Iranian authorities say three men convicted of violence against the country's security forces during anti-government protests last year have been executed. Iran's judiciary said the men were convicted of war against God for drawing a gun during a demonstration in the city of Isfahan, leading to the deaths of three members of the security forces. Iran experienced waves of protests following the death in police custody of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman who'd been arrested for an alleged breach of strict dress rules for women. The United States yesterday called on Iran not to carry out the executions. The counting of votes in Northern Ireland's local elections gets underway this morning. Sinn Féin is being tipped to overtake the Democratic Unionist Party as the largest party in local government. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
800 candidates will begin to find out later this morning which of them have been elected to Northern Ireland's 11 councils. There are 462 seats to be filled, with counting expected to take 2 days. Much of the focus will be on whether Sinn Féin can overtake the DUP as the largest party of local government. It's currently 17 behind the DUP's tally of 122 councillors, but the indications are that with extra candidates in the field, it's well placed to take top spot. There'll be an interest too in whether the Alliance Party can continue to make gains and move from fifth to third place party, overtaking the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP. A keen eye will be kept on the performance of the DUP. It's hoping to hold its ground and see off rival hardline unionists, the TUV. How it does could help influence how soon it decides to re-enter power sharing at Stormont. Conor McCauley, RTE News, Belfast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for innovative and sustainable home heating solutions to future-proof your home. Visit grant.eu.
Mostly cloudy with patches of mist and fog this morning, staying largely dry for the day with occasional sunny spells, highest temperatures of 15 to 19 degrees with a light northwesterly breeze.